Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the news. The time's just after 3:03.
Thank you very much, Tony. A very good afternoon to you from Dave Porter with you on Metro until 5:30 this afternoon. And as per usual on a Tuesday, we shall be talking about films. The films showing in our region this week. That's in about 10 minutes. The Commodores now. Lovely. Sunday mornings. Very nice. Lying in bed reading the Sunday papers. That's what they're for. Not for cutting the grass or anything like that, or getting up and doing breakfast shows either. Oh, didn't mean that, really, you know. Easy from the Commodores, of course, on a Tuesday afternoon, not a Sunday morning, a Tuesday afternoon, Dave Porter with you, and we'll be talking about films, as per usual, in a few moments' time, and also Jesus Christ Superstar, which is still showing, or still on stage at the Theatre Royal in Newcastle, and we'll be talking about that as well this afternoon. We also have Lena Horne. Stormy Weather is the title. Lena Horne. Let's hope we're not going to get any stormy weather. It's about time we had a bit more sunshine, if you ask me. 3:11 the time.
Arriving home, my machine I set.
Three on a Tuesday. That is Bernie Flint, and I don't want to put no hold on you. In fact, they say that Southport has produced two famous people, or two world-famous names would be better, Bernie Flint and Red Rum, and of the two, Red Rum seems to be more successful so far. Sorry, Bernie.
98, 99, 100, here I come, ready or not.
The TSB, the bank that likes to say yes.
That's Charlene, It Ain't Easy, coming down on Metro on a Tuesday afternoon. We're looking at films that are showing in the region this week. And firstly, the children's films that we have this week. Firstly, we have The Fox and the Hound, which is a youth certificate. It's a Walt Disney cartoon. And it's about a young fox and a young hound who live next door to each other in a farm. Those are our films for this week. More on Thursday. In the meantime, Fleetwood Mac, and a track from their most recent album, which is called Mirage. And this is the single, of course, Hold Me. Fleetwood Mac it is, their most recent single. Very clever they are, and Christine McVie's lovely, so it's worth playing their records occasionally, you know. You never know, they might suddenly hear about it and say, oh, I must go and see Dave Port and say thank you. Chrissy, if you want to come over and say thank you, you're welcome to do so any time. However, it has to be said that I do think it's a little unlikely. Never mind.
Special rates for family fun at Crowtree Leisure Centre.
The alternative hi-fi store.
Dave Porter!
That applause, incidentally, I think is for Mr. Manilow, not actually for me. And you can sing better than I can, you see. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, I thank you. Barry Manilow, of course, that is Stay. Really puts his heart and soul into those songs, you know, does Barry. And then Jesus Christ Superstar continues at the Theatre Royal in Newcastle this week. It's on, in fact, until August the 14th, so it's on for the rest of the week. Performances are at 7:30 until Friday, at 8 o'clock on Saturday, with matinees at 2:30 on Wednesday and 4:30 on Saturday. And seat prices range from £1 in the gallery to £6 in the Grand Circle, with concessions for children, senior citizens and parties of 20 or more. And it's the Sheffield Crucible Theatre's production of Jesus Christ Superstar at the Theatre Royal in Newcastle, and it's proving that the show will remain in the repertoire for many seasons to come. It's a hard-hitting, punchy production, visually stunning, even on the relatively small stage in Newcastle. And it stars some rather able lead voices, especially Patrick Long as Judas, Richard Cates as Jesus, and Sue Edelson in her first appearance as Mary. And there's also King Herod, played by Gareth Marks. Well, that's Jesus Christ Superstar at the Theatre Royal in Newcastle this week, on until August the 14th at the end of the week. So if you haven't been to see that yet, I haven't myself personally, but I'm told that it is really first-class stuff. So if you're feeling like a trip to the theatre, that's the place to be this week. In the meantime, this is Eddie Rabbit. He loves a rainy night. That's about if you're in bed, is it?
Well, I love a rainy night.
Eddie Rabbit, and that's I Love a Rainy Night. There was a classic quote in one of Woody Allen's films, played again, Sam, where he's trying to impress this young lady, and they're talking about the rain, and he says, in a very melodramatic tone, "I love the rain. It washes memories off the sidewalk of life." She wasn't impressed at all. She also wasn't very impressed when he took her to a Chinese restaurant and showed her how to eat rice and started throwing it all over the place because he wasn't doing it very well. Great stuff, Woody Allen. Do like his films. He'll have some of them on. Certainly get them on the telly every now and again, which is quite nice because I always enjoy watching those. Very clever he is. Very funny indeed. Here's and also a clever gentleman, Steve Thompson from Whitley Bay. He's a clever lad. He's written this song and it's a hit for a group called Wavelength. This is Hurry Home.
Aircheckdownloads.com.